Hello and welcome to day 8 of our preparation for total consecration according to the spirit of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 8. The Maker of Saints. God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Salvation is God's will for everyone, and it is God's will for you. And yet only few reach this goal. Many are called, few are chosen, our Lord says. And also, the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. The gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Does it not fill your heart with sadness and trepidation to hear the church mourn how, despite Our Lady's many pleas to us to follow God's will, so many people, so many Catholics, nevertheless, go in the direction opposite to the one that leads to salvation? Does it not make you serious about how you live your own life? Ask yourself, how do I live my life, my calling to salvation? So many different sins separate people from God and from one another, taking them in every possible direction away from Him. God's law is broken in so many ways by misguided souls who seek happiness in sin and never find it. Instead of finding it, they are always drifting further from it. So many souls loved by God are lost forever because they refuse to love Him as He wants to be loved, by keeping His commandments. Their sins can be very different, but one thing they all have in common is this. They all lack true devotion to their Heavenly Mother. They refuse to hear her voice saying to them, "Do whatever He tells you." They all refuse to take her into their homes and to be gathered under her mantle. The Immaculate herself wishes to be a safe refuge for all of them. She can never lose grace, and she preserves it for all those who consecrate themselves to her. Hear her voice. He who finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Belong to her then, and rest assured that you will not be lost. Always keep the sobering words of the Church in your heart. Our Lady foretold and warned us about a way of life that is godless and indeed profanes God in His creatures. Such a life, frequently proposed and imposed, risks leading to hell. We need but take refuge under the protection of the Virgin Mary and to ask her, as the Salve Regina teaches, "Show unto us Jesus." Our Lady is the mediatrix of every grace for you, its beginning, its growth, its restoration when it is lost, as well as its perfection. Stop and consider all the many saints of the Church, whether those who preserved their innocence since childhood or those who returned to God after a long life of sin. They all loved their Immaculate Mother and let themselves be guided by her. Wherever she enters, she obtains the grace of conversion and sanctification. The more you belong to her, the greater will be the work of sanctification that she accomplishes in you. Jesus will not dwell in souls who reject His Mother. He will not be born in souls in any other way except through Mary Immaculate. Neither will He grow within them, nor make them like Himself, unless it is through her of whom He Himself was born, through her at whose side He grew up, through her who was with Him at the very end of His life. Therefore, even if a soul were to have all other devotions and virtues, but not have true devotion to her, its devotion is empty, and it cannot persevere. Its fall is sure. God has showed you the surest, safest, and most beautiful path to saving your soul and becoming a saint. Be consoled, therefore, and persevere in your resolution to be hers without limit. It is impossible for anyone who truly belongs to the Immaculate to perish. It is impossible to belong to her who is full of grace and to live and die without grace. Let us now turn to page 79 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly. O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Salutation of the Blessed Virgin Mary by St. Francis of Assisi. Hail, O Lady, Holy Queen, Holy Mother of God. You are the Virgin-made Church and the one chosen by the Most Holy Father in heaven, whom He consecrated with His most holy beloved Son and with the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, with whom there was and is all the fullness of grace and every good. Hail His palace, hail His tabernacle, hail His home, hail His robe, hail His servant, hail His mother, and hail all you holy virtues which through the grace and light of the Holy Spirit are poured into the hearts of the faithful, so that from their faithless state you may make them faithful to God. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 8, but we must continue our reflection about the importance of Mary being the mediatrix of all grace. In the last reflection, we concluded that if God gives me actual grace and only gives me grace in the present moment, it is foolish to waste it by worrying about the future or by dwelling upon wounds or failures or mistakes of our past. Complete waste of time and a waste of grace. We have to focus and live only in what is real, and that's the present moment. The second thing that we concluded, because Mary is a mediatrix of all grace, these actual graces that I am getting at every single moment come to me from the Virgin Mary. And therefore, she is ever attentive to me. She is ever present to me. And this should console me and fill me with confidence that the deepest longings of my heart, the movements of my soul, the blood that flows through my veins, the hairs that are on my head, my coughs, my wheezing, everything is under her purview. And she is watching you and she is providing for you what you need if, this is a key word, if you ask for it. And that's where we pick up right now. In order to go to heaven, you need grace. In order to live the Christian life, you cannot do it by willpower alone. Anybody who goes it alone is folly and will fall. It's guaranteed. In order to be virtuous, in order to deny myself, in order to resist temptation, in order to overcome the temptations of the devil, I need God's grace. If I didn't need God's grace, Jesus Christ would not have become a man if I could just get to heaven on my own. And so what separates the sinners from the saints? Is it their willpower? No, not necessarily. Willpower does have some part in that, but it is God's grace that gives me the strength to say yes to His holy will and to deny myself and to help me to become one with Christ. Grace is a supernatural gift, a share in the life of Jesus Christ. And so the secret to holiness, the secret to sanctity, is to get that grace as fast and as easy and as sweet as possible, and that is with in and through the Virgin Mary. Saint Bernardine says that Mary is the treasurer of grace. She has the treasure of grace. It's in her control. And she's the treasury. It is her job to dispense that grace as she sees fit. And all of the saints agree. The Virgin Mary gives what she wills, as much as she wills, to whomever she wills, in any way that she wills. And so if I give myself to her totally, fully, and completely, I am now open to receiving the maximum amounts of grace. I wear a miraculous medal. Many of you wear miraculous medals. When the Virgin Mary appeared to St. Catherine Labouré, she had rays coming out of her hands, and some fingers, there were no rays coming out. There were gaps in the rays. And Catherine asked her, "What's with these gaps in the rays?" And the Virgin Mary said, "Well, those gaps are the graces that I cannot give because people do not ask them of me." Mary will give grace, but we have to ask. Petition, request, is an indispensable part of us living our total consecration. Asking Mary like a child asks their mother, "Please help me," telling her how I feel. Super, super important. Now, we have to remember a previous lesson that we learned. The Virgin Mary loves me more than I love myself. The Virgin Mary's heart is on fire. She has a flame. That flame in her heart is the burning desire for me and for you to become saints. The burning desire that she has for us to become saints is rooted in that to become a saint is to become one with Christ. Her desire that we are united to God, that we become like God. If that's her primary desire and that's what grace does, I need to go to her and beg her for the grace. And how much more is she willing to give it to me? If I'm struggling with impurity, if I'm struggling with any vice of impatience or gluttony or sloth, all of the vices, let's say I have them all and I'm struggling with them and I don't want to live them, guess who doesn't want me to have vice more than myself? The Virgin Mary. And so what do I have to do? Ask her for the grace. Saint Bernard famously said, and it's true. Never was it known that anybody who called upon her name was ever left unaided. So are you in desolation? Are you in despair? Are you stuck in sin? Call upon the name of Mary. Saint Bernard says, call upon the name of Mary and never stop calling upon the name of Mary, because never was it known that anybody who fled to her was left unaided. So in this case, if we're beggars, if we're slaves, if we're everything, if we've completely surrendered our life to the Virgin Mary, we surrender our will to the Virgin Mary, we have all of the graces necessary to become saints. To the degree that we surrender, to the degree that we depend, is the degree that she's going to raise us up, she's going to lift us up, and she's going to fill us with the grace of God so that we can become the men and women that God created us to be. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.